We are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
You are now listening to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
Damn, slay. Slay, dog.
Slay. Oh, my goodness. You saying slay reminds me of the fucking TikTok trend.
Oh, yeah.
Like, can you serve?
Slay. Oh, that one too. Have you seen that?
The hold out the thing. Like, can you serve?
I love that one, dude.
Oh, what's up, shotties? Welcome to another episode of the internet's only educational improv comedy game show involving shots of liquor and D20s, except it's after hours. We're not doing any of that stuff.
What?
Yeah, we're already drunk.
I'm lit.
It's your boy, Sean.
It's Umami Poppy Ryan.
And it's the kid, Chris.
And we're back at it again
with another
episode of After Hours, which we record immediately after our drinking game episode. And this is kind of where we shoot the shit, catch up on what we've been up to, maybe play a game or two, and end with some recommendations. Guys,
wow,
what have you been up to? How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh shit,
Americans,
that happened.
That happened.
That did happen. Yeah.
How was yours?
Mine was nice. I had three this year. We had one for my fiance's family, and then
how does it feel saying that?
I love it.
Wow. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I can't wait to say why. Honestly, can't wait.
Who knew? Who knew? Who knew this guy had it in him?
What is it? So yeah, and then we had my family's at my aunt's new house. That was really fun. Got to my sisters came down, sister came down with her family, so that was really fun.
Great
to hang out with them for a little bit, and then we had another Thanksgiving that's like my fiance's mom's, like kind of like private, just in home, just her family kind of Thanksgiving. So I was stuffed like the turkey.
Wow. Do y'all do like traditional?
Yeah, all of those were like just turkey, mashed potatoes type shit.
Did you and Brie have to cook anything?
No.
Nice. Perfecto. Yeah. Perfecto.
I want to. I mean, I love cooking, but like they're all the family just too stacked with stuff. And
yeah.
Oh, my aunt got a turkey from Turkey Leg Hut, and that was delicious.
I've always wanted to. I never thought about that.
Yeah, right? I was like, I feel like...
Full turkey?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
what kind? Fried or...
I think it was just like a normal turkey, but it was like a Cajun, you know, seasoned.
Oh, okay, great. Wow.
Yeah, it was delicious. So that was cool.
Have you been to Turkey Leg Hut?
I haven't, no.
I want to go.
We should go.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Is it less popping now? Because it used to be crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't know.
It used to be crazy.
It's still popping.
Like lying out the door? You gotta respect
that whole area. There's like bars around that area. It's a poppin' area.
Oh yeah.
There's at least four bars around the area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, have you done a two bar around there?
No, I haven't. That's a good idea. Check out places over there.
What about you, Ryan? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was different. This is the second year having Thanksgiving at our house, but it's our first year, aka Nikki's first time, like, making all the food.
Oh.
Yeah. She made everything.
She made, I helped prep, but she was the one that, like cooked.
Nice.
Everything.
Respect.
Wow.
Yeah. So, she made, like, this cool, this very tasty, like sliced potato.
Like an au gratin type?
Yeah, thing? A potato au gratin type nice. Thing. And then, candied yams or the green beans, Nice. And then we did chicken. We did baked chicken.
Okay.
This year, we make a really really like juicy chicken. Like you bake it. You put lemon and onions inside, and you do the poultry, all the seasoning on top.
Uh huh.
And then she actually injected it with the butter. Was it garlic butter or something like that? One of the flavorings.
Anything, man.
Yeah. And it awesome. Came out really nice. And then that was the day before we left on Thanksgiving to go camping.
Oh.
Yeah. So we went camping at a state park called
Willie Weiss family?
Yeah. Me, Nikki, and her brothers and their spouses. So that's four. And then one of her brothers has two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then her parents. So there's 10 of us, including the kids total.
Wow. Cool.
And we camped. Like, we pitched up the tent.
Yeah.
It got, like, 40 degrees at night. It was raining.
Wow.
And, like, we were sleeping. Like, shout out to Ray. And he let us borrow his tent, his sleeping bag. And,
yeah.
You know. Because right now we're not in a place to buy all that stuff. And if people have it, then just why not borrow it?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So it was really cool. They brought a turkey. We fried it out there. We brought some of our leftover foods from the night before from cooking. And then, dude, we ate a bunch of food.
Yeah.
Like we made our own yo-yos. Not on Thanksgiving, but another day we made our own yo-yos. We had a traditional Indo dish called berber, which kind of is like similar to the Filipino dish Arroz caldo.
Oh,
like
okay.
It's like porridge.
Oh, like a rice porridge.
Yeah, rice porridge.
Nice.
It was very yummy. And then sausage on a stick, army stew, Korean army stew with a bunch of like gyoza, fish balls, fish cake, all that stuff.
That sounds lit as fuck.
Shotties, if you don't know, Ryan's wife's family goes in on cooking.
They
have awesome. like I don't know how often it is, but sometimes Ryan will just snap us like a family meal. And it's like a goddamn feasting. Like
feasting.
50-person feast for like...
they really know how to like... That's one thing like...
They be cooking.
That's one thing going into the family. Like early on, I was like, all right, like my birthdays consist of like, Ryan, do you want Red Robin?
Huh? Yeah.
And then like, go tell Sean. You know, go tell Sean.
Sleepover.
Yeah. You know, Red Robin versus going to like Nick's family. It's like, all right, we're going to do hot pot. Everyone bring this and then you bring that. We're going to do this and we'll do that. You know, X, Y, Z. I'm cool with Red Robin. And that's one thing I had to get used to. But once you like see like the appreciation for like those times where it's like Thanksgiving or birthdays,
mm-hmm.
you know, those are important days, you know,
mm-hmm. right?
And you see how people actually, you know, like put an effort,
yeah.
And you start to respect like the day a little bit more, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had a great time for Thanksgiving. It was an awesome experience. Only had two festivities this year, and then I think we have a Friendsgiving coming up as of today. So it should be fun. Gotta bring my elastic pants.
Well, like Friends, the fucking wear maternity pants.
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah, that's the move.
What about y'all?
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I had three events. Mine's much more in line with Chris's. I just had three events. My family on, actually, first it was Nancy's family on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then we just had dinner at her aunt's house. They kind of made like a lot of meat with like Mexican rice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Made like tacos and stuff.
Mm.
It was so good. And then second day, we were tasked by my family to make mashed potatoes.
Oh,
never made mashed
good,
potatoes
dude.
Before.
Mm.
We shout out to, I think the TikTok user is like Maury Bain or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's like... she has a hijab and she makes like a lot of recipes and stuff.
I just got a recipe from her.
Yeah, we made her mashed potatoes.
I'm going to make her mac.
Her mac? We made her mac recently. We made her mashed potatoes for my family's thing. So fucking good.
Nice.
Incredible. It was our first time making mashed potatoes from scratch. So just looking at it, I was super proud of it. But like when we were eating it, we were like, oh shit, this is like good.
Yeah,
and then my family was like, oh, these mashed potatoes are so good. Cause you like boiled the potatoes mm-hmm. with like lots of garlic.
Mm. Oh.
So whenever you mash the potatoes, you mash the garlics in there because the garlic gets all soft from being boiled. So it's like super ingrained with the flavor.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Wow. That's
and I'm taking like absolutely zero credit for cooking because like we followed the recipe. But like it was so good.
Because you can follow a recipe and it'll still taste like shit. If you made it taste good, dude. That's on you.
That's true.
That's on you.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
And then the next day, so that was Thursday and then Friday with my family. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, we had a Friendsgiving where we made her mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. And that was hard as fuck for me.
Really?
Just because.
You use like Gruyere.
I was just nervous. Yeah, we used all the cheeses she used. I think.
Still got to buy the Gruyere. They ran out of it.
I have to ask Nancy.
It's okay. I love Gruyere. That's one of my favorite cheeses.
Yeah, it was like, first off, if you've never made mac and cheese from scratch, something that we learned from looking at multiple recipes, if you use like pre-shredded cheese, your mac is not going to be its full potential.
Mm.
You have to use block cheese and shred it yourself.
Yeah,
because the shredded cheese has preservatives.
Wow.
As opposed to like. A whole block of cheese. I don't know if the whole block doesn't have preservatives or what it is, but I guess like a whole block would just have preservatives. If there are preservatives, this mm-hmm. is just my guess.
Yeah.
The outside would be preservatives.
Mm.
So when you shred it, it's still, inside is still fresh.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
It seems logical.
They said.
I get what you're coming
They
from.
Said you got to do the cheese block. So we did that. Shredding cheese is a hassle. Shout out Nancy. She did all the shredding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we did the whole thing in a cast iron. I wish I had a taller pan to do that in. But for me, it was just hard just because I'm like, the mashed potatoes was already difficult because it's my family. And I'm like, okay, well, at least if it's like shitty, you know, they're going to be, you know, it's the family. Like, it's the youngest kid. Like, he can't cook. That's fine. But then Friendsgiving, I was like, oh, man, I'm making mashed potato or I'm making macaroni and cheese. I feel like that's like a big time dish out of Thanksgiving. So like it has to be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like you know, the friends that we had Friendsgiving with are kind of like you know, they're foodies or whatever. Mm-hmm. So like I was like, oh man, I'm like stressing to make it like perfect or whatever. But yeah, that ended up being really good too. I will say this. I wish I tried it fresh because we made it that day, but then like I think we made it like 2 hours before the party. So we got to the party 2 hours later. And then, you know, things happened. People were late. So we didn't get to eat for another hour.
Wow.
So then we had to like reheat it. And then it was good. But I think fresh, because as soon as I cooked it, I was like, this shit looks bomb. I want to eat this shit now.
Yeah.
And then like upon reheat after reheat, I was like, it's not as. I think my downfall is. I didn't add enough cheese.
Oh yeah, you got to go hard.
Like we went hard on the cheese, I guess, because it's like it's measurement by cups, but it's hard to put like
shreds
in a cup, you know. Right. So I think we kind of just like filled the cup, but really, whenever you fill the cup, you need to fucking jam pack that shit in there.
I think that's the goal.
Because we kind of just filled it, you know, as it fell,
right,
until the cup filled. But you should pat that shit down. Just. As much cheese as humanly possible.
Nice.
Put it in there. I think that was our downfall. But yeah, we made that. It tastes good reheated.
Congrats, dude. But, that's awesome.
Yeah. Doing those recipes made me want to cook more.
Nice.
Yeah, just cool because I got a lot of satisfaction. We used the mixer, like the kitchen stand-in mixer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We never used that. So
that's awesome. Cool.
Right on, man.
I like that. You were adventurous in your cooking.
Yeah, here. I usually cook the same shit, the fucking bacon wrapped asparagus for for every fucking party, family party, both our families, Friendsgiving. It's always the fucking bacon. I mean, I made it again this year just because people requested it at that Friendsgiving.
Why not?
Yeah. So, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. Oh, and also we did a cocktail competition.
Oh, nice.
At that Friendsgiving where we all paired off into twos and we made like a cocktail. And then we competed against each other.
Cool.
And the cocktail that won was the Carajillo, which we drank in the previous episode.
Nice.
Man, that's fucking sick.
It was a really good cocktail.
Yeah.
It was really good. Except the cocktail we sprinkled with like brown sugar.
Mm.
It was super good. But shout out to everybody that competed in that cocktail competition. I don't know if y'all listen or not. But yeah, there were some really good drinks. And yeah, but moving on, anything else you guys want to mention about what y'all have been up to before we move on?
No.
The last time we recorded was like before 2 weeks ago or so, right?
Yes, because we were just talking about the World Cup. World Cup, the fucking World Series.
World Series, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw one of my favorite bands reunite in Austin again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
That was fucking awesome.
Who was it?
Voxtrot. They were like they're a band from Austin. You know, they broke up, like 2012 or 2014 or something. And then, like, they came back and reunited. The last show was the one that we went to in Austin. And, man, that was just such a great feeling. Just, like, that kind of music, like, back in Austin. Just, it felt like old Austin again for a few hours. And it was just so nice. Especially, like, their opening band, which was called Finally Punk. They also reunited after a long time. It's an all-girl punk band. It was cool. Like, they all switched instruments in between.
Wow. Did you know them prior? Song.
No, I didn't know them prior, but I'm glad I found out about them because they're so fun. So that was really cool. And then, it was just so nice. Like that band just like kind of meant a lot to me, and especially like my fiance too, because like they have a song called Start of Something, and that is like kind of like one of our songs.
Mm.
So yeah, it was really special to go see that with her. And then... After
went to
that,
Renfest, right?
Yeah, after that, we went to Renfest. And guess who I saw there, dude?
Who?
Fucking Ramil.
Oh, for real?
Wow. Yeah, that was cool.
Johnny Dang associate, bro.
Oh, word?
Yeah, he works at Johnny Dang's.
No shit.
He makes jewelry.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if he makes jewelry, but he's like iced out last time, like on his story and stuff.
Oh,
he has
cool.
Like a lot
I've
of
talked
gold,
to him.
Diamond stuff. Oh, yeah?
I've mentioned I was looking for a... I've been really interested in trying to get an iced out necklace.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
I want ice.
Nice.
And I was like trying to get quotes and I'm just like.
Ice is
like
expensive.
A car payment.
Yeah. I feel like I'm not moving past gold, but like gold is getting the limelight. It's gold is still beautiful.
Right.
I'm ready for the next.
Ready for the.
Ice.
I want the ice.
What is it called? VVS? Is that the I hear that in rap songs?
Oh, Perfect Diamond.
I have no clue on what that is. It's VVS, right?
Yeah,
VVS.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was cool seeing him. He bought me a drink, which was actually just like I was already kind of drunk whenever I ran into him. And then he bought like a bottle of wine or something, and like he poured it up between like me and like my cousins, and then like he just smashed the bottle. And I was like, damn, you're a gangster.
Just glass on what? The ground?
Oh, no. Like, he finished it. Like, yeah. He
like,
just, like,
Jesus.
Drank from the bottle and just, like, killed it. And I was like, dude, you're a beast. It's good
wow.
seeing you again.
Dude, I feel like everybody that works at a sushi, like, a high-end sushi restaurant for a long period of time, tanks.
Yeah.
They can all drink.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, dude, fucking Renfest was, like... wild lit this week or this year. Like I don't know why, but I can say is I guess I'll save it for my recommendation because I don't know what the fuck else to say, so stay to the end for my recommendation. But yeah, it was fun. Go to Renfest. It's good stuff.
Oh yeah. I'm sad I didn't get to go this year. I didn't go once.
What's up?
How is the traffic getting there?
Not bad at all.
Not bad. I know. Yeah. There comes a street where it comes like,
bro,
one lane or something.
Dude,
like that.
Last year I was in traffic.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
It had to have been 2 hours.
That's
oh my
insane.
In
gosh.
Traffic. Getting there took less than that. Literally just like a fucking 3 to 6 mile span.
Good God. I've never run into that problem.
2 hours.
What day did you go? Like, you know, Saturday?
That's like a...
We went Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And then I also couldn't stay long. Because I had already committed to hosting the AEW pay-per-view at my house. So I think we started traffic at like 10 a.m.
Damn.
Till 12. And then I had to leave at like 4 a.m. or 4 p.m. to to make it back in time.
That is not enough time there.
And I was like, this was, the traffic was not worth.
God, I'm so sorry.
And I think it deterred us this year from going.
That makes sense. But yeah, I mean, like we came from Austin. We didn't hit any traffic, got there at like 2 or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have a close family friend that goes every year.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. camps there.
Wow.
And like dresses. He knows like the ins and outs of.
I think it's wild when you camp there. Like,
oh, yeah. I think that's where all the shit happens.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm too scared to try to camp there. All I hear is like war stories about how insane.
I think it's just like a positive rave energy.
Right. Yeah,
instead
yeah.
of like EDM, it's fucking
I feel like it's a like fucking a very medieval shit. Yeah. Like a very minuscule Burning Man experience.
Yeah.
That I feel like goes on over there.
That's how I imagine it.
But I mean shit, dude. Good for them. Yeah. I think other than that, you know, wedding planning and shit.
Hell yeah.
Get it.
Speaking of wedding planning and speaking of my recommendation, Nancy and I just had our anniversary.
Oh my God. Happy anniversary.
Hey, happy anniversary.
So it was like our 2 year anniversary, but technically only our 1 year
from the church
wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Like the church wedding anniversary. So we finally like sat down and like, we went through all like the photo booth photos.
Yeah.
We went through all our voicemails.
Oh yeah. Because
we had like a phone instead of like a book.
Yeah, that was fucking sick.
And then we also like watched all our like the highlight video that shout out to our videographer Aaron Pirani that he made.
Nice.
And yeah. Oh, we listened to the best man speeches. Y'all made me cry again.
Hey.
The matrons of honor speeches.
Did you cry that night? I didn't notice.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like I was like crying, listening to the speeches and then looking at me and like, why am I more emotional now than I was back then? But I guess then you're kind of like,
yeah,
in the moment.
Your adrenaline's like way mad high.
Yeah. Like you're on such a timeline. Yeah. You're so stressed and high strung that whole day.
Right.
But like sitting back and watching it, I was able to like sit in it and like actually like listen. And, it great speech, guys. Thank you.
Dude, shout out to Ryan. 95% of that
speech.
No.
To this day, my sister is like, yo, why did they give me like a hardcore Filipino accent? Because y'all did a bit where like talking about how y'all used to sleep over and when we get too loud, my sisters would yell. And then Ryan gave my sister an extremely Filipino, heavy Filipino accent.
I think that's just how we remember it.
That's how we remember it. Yeah.
But
She's American now.
But back then,
yeah, when she laid down the law,
the accent came out.
But yeah,
what a fun night!
That was a lot of fun.
Shot wall was a goated idea,
dude.
Absolutely, that wrecked.
It was
90%
a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was when we had the wedding. Me and Nancy were like, oh man, like. I guess this happens with every couple, but you're like, oh man, did people really have fun? Like, mm-hmm. people have a good time. Yeah. And then people afterwards, they're all going to tell you like, oh yeah, I had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just like, wow, you're just saying that because, you know, you have to say that. Obviously, mm-hmm. it's courtesy. But then like we got the voicemails and we watched all the videos and everything. And we're like, oh, okay, people had a good time. It was.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was so.
Oh yeah.
I was like, okay, cool.
It's like what we always say. If you get the right group of people, our group of people, and put us anywhere, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
And the fact that we were there for, you know, two awesome people like y'all selves, it just perfect storm, you know, situation.
Yeah. Yes, man.
So.
Because I feel like the end of our wedding was so chaotic that sometimes Nancy and I forget like how good the actual wedding was. Just because the end was so insane.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a good reminder that our wedding was fun, and a lot of people had a ton of fun. So
absolutely, man.
Hell yeah. But are you guys ready to move on to the next section?
Yeah,
let's go.
So I was thinking about what we could do today, and I was like, oh, we should take like those personality tests, the IN blah blah blah. And then
Myers-Briggs.
Yeah, the Myers-Briggs. But then I was looking into it, and I was like,
it's a long
50
test.
50 questions. There's a fuck ton of questions in this bitch. Yeah.
Have y'all done it before?
Yeah.
Like a long time ago. But so I forget my shit.
Mm.
Do you remember yours?
I have mine. I have mine written down.
Do you remember off the top of your head?
I have to look up on my phone.
Oh, okay.
We got bored and did it like last year.
A console. Let me see. Yeah.
Wow.
Introvert?
I'm INFJ. That's what I remember.
I took it so long ago. I wish I remembered it. I wish I wrote it down or something.
Oh, E.
That makes more sense.
ESFJ.
Nice.
I'm ESFJA.
Shit. Okay, so maybe next time we'll explain what that is. and I'll do one prior so we can all talk about our things. But that got me thinking, what's a shorter version of the Myers-Briggs?
A BuzzFeed article.
And then I was like, BuzzFeed. And then I was like, yo, what does BuzzFeed even exist today?
Dude, I was thinking about that. Like, they were on top of the world. Like, what happened?
Dude, Quinta has the best sitcom on television right
now. Yeah.
Shout out Quinta from BuzzFeed. Also, Try Guys were big enough to break the internet for a little bit. So I'm like, these guys still got to be doing something. Like, BuzzFeed still has to be doing something. I have not checked.
They'll make like $400 million a year.
But I was like, okay.
I didn't even know they had quizzes.
Let's do a fucking BuzzFeed quiz because it's been so long. Let's see if any of these relate to us. Oh no. These look okay. All right. So we're going to scroll down BuzzFeed and then do a quiz that looks
applicable.
Like it would make sense for us. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Where's just like what Griffin? What happened to what Harry Potter house here?
What house are you?
What are these? We'll tell you what Starbucks refresher matches your vibe.
Mm. Wow. Do y'all shop at Starbucks? Or shop, yeah.
Get coffee at Starbucks?
Yeah.
If I'm like traveling and that's like the only coffee I trust on a road trip, like in between towns.
What's your order? I was thinking about this recently. And I don't know, man. Like, I just look at the order and like, I'll get that flat white. I don't know.
Yeah, I get a flat white with oat milk and honey.
Mm. I go only so often because Brie loves the like the iced tea refresher stuff there. Mm. So like I don't prefer it, but like I have to find something I like there. Right now I actually seriously fuck with the sugar cookie latte. I only ever drink anything iced from there. I don't trust the way that they steam milk. It's always over temperature. Mm. But yeah, I always go for like whatever seasonal thing they have.
What's the red cup thing? What is that about?
So it's like, I think if you get like the holiday cup, then you get like a free drink or something.
Oh, so you buy the cup and then you get a free drink.
Yeah, I think so. And then it's like discounts every time you use it.
It's any drink.
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Maybe any hot drink.
I mean, like I thought it was a holiday drink.
Oh, maybe, dude. I don't know.
I don't know.
I really don't know either.
Dude, I don't even know the last time I went to Starbucks.
Oh, really?
It was probably a reserve or something like that.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Starbucks reserves are like good.
Starbucks reserves are like the fancy. Like baristas actually know what they're doing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
No shade on if you're like a Starbucks barista. Yeah, but yeah, I feel like most
Starbucks reserves are literally like supposed to be like elitist barista.
Okay.
like they have like
in the world?
They're called like the Black Aprons or something like that. Mm. Oh, it's fucking cool.
It's just something that you taught me. You were like, if you can't drink a coffee immediately when they give it to you, then that's bad coffee.
Yeah.
Or just basically poorly made coffee.
Yeah, because you shouldn't be able to chug it, but you also shouldn't be able to like have to let it sit.
You.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to sit at like for like 10 minutes just to drink it.
And I feel like most times I get Starbucks, you have to let it sit.
Yeah,
or you will burn.
Like take off the lid.
Is that, yeah,
that's like, normal, right? Or no?
What, to take off the lid?
So if they give me a drink and I have to take off the lid to there for it to cool down.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, whatever you need to do to get it to drink to drink it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they still use like automatic machines. Mm. I think they do, but that's why it's like typically so hot.
It looks like you found a test.
All right, I found a few quizzes. Here we go. Chow down on your favorite foods and will reveal the true color of your aura.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard about aura shit?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I don't know too much about it, but I see, like, there's, like, at, like, markets and stuff, they have, like, photographers that
will take a picture,
of your aura. I'm like, so how the fuck do they know? But apparently, you know, we could pick these foods, and BuzzFeed will tell us our aura.
You can, like, if you have, like, a white wall, you're supposed to, like, be able to, like, hold your hand, and then,
and
like,
kind of see.
You'll see, like, a color start to develop, supposedly.
Shit.
Yeah, I heard about that when I was a kid.
All right. First, Chris, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Pick a fruit. Mango, apple, grapes, or strawberries?
Easy peasy mango.
Ryan, what would you say?
Probably a strawberry.
All right, I would go mango as well. Oh, we can only do one at a time. All right, pick one. Curry, spaghetti, cheeseburger, or egg roll?
What the fuck? Why would you put an egg roll in there?
That's a wild assortment of foods.
Oh, yeah. Man. I've actually been, like, fucking with curry recently, too. But, God, I can't. I think egg roll, like, this specific type of, like, fried fucking wrap shit like that, like, that's goated.
That's a fucking goated taste.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Oh, no, shit.
Uh-oh. I guess I'm going to go with egg roll. I fucking love that shit.
Okay, pick another one. Salad, dumplings, sushi, gnocchi.
Dumplings all day. Oh, it's ill and automatic.
Candy. Scrolls. Twix, M&M's, gummy bears,
ooh,
Starburst.
Starburst or Twix? Damn. Fuck. I think I might go with the Twix.
Vegetable, broccoli, carrots, bell peppers, which is technically a fruit, if we're being honest.
Right.
And an onion.
Oh, God. I mean, is onion even a fucking... I'm going to go with onion. I just put it in everything.
And then finally pick a dessert. Ice cream, cupcakes, macarons, pie.
Ice cream, for sure.
Yellow is the color of your energy.
Wow. All right.
You're the personification of optimism.
Wow, wrong.
You always have a smile on your face.
Jesus,
look
how
on the bright side of life. The truth is, everyone always feels a lot happier after being in your presence.
I've never seen anything more wrong in my life.
I feel like the last sentence is true. The first two are definitely cap.
Yeah.
Step of the cap.
Step of the cap. All right.
My
Ryan.
Fucking most favorite use of that line.
Shout out to
Kurt. St. Helens.
Oh, what happened?
There's like some Catholic app or whatever, and she downloaded it. And then the curve of your soul was like, stop the cap. I was fucking dying, dude.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
All right. Ryan, strawberry.
Give me that.
Curry, spaghetti.
Give me that cheeseburger.
Why didn't I pick cheeseburger?
I'm surprised you didn't pick cheeseburger.
Give me that sushi.
Nice.
Give me that twig. Like some bell pepper. Stuff of the kip.
Stuff of the kip.
I'll take some ice cream.
Yellow.
Your color is awesome. Yellow. Isn't this ice cream?
Come on, man.
Is it the ice cream? Okay, go back one. Right. Can we change the last one?
All right, let's see.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm gonna go.
All right,
all right, do anything. Don't pick ice cream.
Yeah,
I'll try not to pick ice cream. I'm going mango.
All right,
I'm gonna go curry.
Wow, nice.
I'm gonna go sush.
I'm gonna guess the color is gonna be orange.
I'm gonna go. It's got to be Twix.
We all went Twix. Yeah.
All right, and I'm going to go onion, dude. Caramelized onion? Goated. Not ice cream. I'm going cupcakes.
Yellow!
Wow! BuzzFeed!
BuzzFeed! We are yellow mellow.
Wow.
So, okay, all right. We'll try this one. This one isn't a guessing our aura. This is just guessing our music knowledge.
Okay.
So, this is most people can't identify the original songs that these 2000s hits sampled.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, so an example of a sample, if you don't know, is like Jack Harlow sampled Fergie's Glamorous in his First Class song, or literally anything on Kanye West's first three albums is a sample of something. Okay, so which 90s hip hop track did Fergie sample on Glamorous? Gin and Juice, New York State of Mind, If It Ain't Got No Money, and Baby Got Back. Just context wise, If You Ain't Got No Money seems like it makes sense. But do you know how that song goes?
If you ain't got
no money. Oh, wait,
yeah.
Oh, is that just Glamorous?
Right? Oh, shit.
All right. I'm going with that.
Go for that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Raheem the Dream. Shout out.
Wait, go up a little bit. She sampled.
If You Ain't Got No Money.
Okay.
That's probably where that part is from that you're thinking.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
All right, which Wyclef Jean song did Shakira sample on Hips Don't Lie?
Holy fuck.
How many mics dance like this, vocab?
Wait, go up. Which Wyclef Jean song did... Okay.
I'm going to go dance like this just off context.
Dance like this,
go for it.
It helped us out on that first one. Let's see.
Oh. Nice.
Easy money.
God, we're fucking geniuses with our yellow auras.
Which familiar wedding song did Outkast sample on Miss Jackson? Bridal Course by Richard Wagner. Wedding March by Felix Mendelssohn. Shout by the Isley Brothers. How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees. It's Wedding March?
I have no idea.
Well, I have no idea. Whichever one that goes like... But I don't know if that's that one or that one.
Oh, Bridal Course, Wedding March. I think it's Wedding March.
All right, let's go.
Bridal
Chorus.
Yeah.
Here comes the bride. I mean, you were technically right. We just didn't know the name of the song.
Yeah. It's because it said AKA Here Comes the Bride.
Yeah, if they put that shit in there.
Yeah. All right.
All right, which Frank Sinatra song did Jay-Z and Alicia Keys sample on Empire State of Mind? Fly Me to the Moon, New York, New York, Strangers in the Night, Luck Be a Lady.
I feel like it has to be in New York.
Sounds like New York, New York. Just context-wise.
Hold on.
Or is that a trick?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. I can't even hear the song.
Oh, yeah.
Concrete.
It's got to be New York, New York. No?
It's not Fly Me to the Moon.
It's definitely not Luck Be a Lady.
Strangers in the Night.
I love that song.
How does that one go?
Strangers in the Night.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be New York, New York.
Right?
Sure.
Oh, thank God.
Easy. All right. Eminem sampled one of his own songs on The Real Slim Shady. But which one?
Oh, shit.
Guilty Conscience.
My name is
Under the Influence. I have no idea. You're confident?
Let's go with Ryan on this one.
My Name Is.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Crushing this shit. Which 70s soul track did Shaggy sample on It Wasn't Me?
Oh, fuck.
Lean on Me by Bill Withers. Love Train by the OJs. I'll Be Around by the Spinners. And Smile Happy by the War.
Oh, fuck.
Or by War. It wasn't me. And they cut me on a counter. It wasn't me. I don't know any of these songs besides Lean On Me, and it's definitely not Lean On Me.
Well, Love Train's the one that goes, on a love train.
I think it's a...
Join hands.
Smile Happy by War.
All right, let's go.
Nice! You know how that song goes, or you just guess?
No.
right on.
Respect the honesty. Which Queen hit did Gwen Stefani sample on Holla Back Girl? We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, Bohemian Rhapsody, right. Another One Bites the Dust. We Will Rock You, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Dude, we recently watched Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we watched it the night of, we had, whenever my parents come over, we either eat and then they'll watch a movie.
Oh, that's cool. Because
they don't have like streaming services.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they're... getaway.
Yeah.
The way our couch is set up, it's just like they just watch it.
Nice.
And then we watch Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is that the one with what's his name?
Rami Malek.
Yeah, Rami Malek. Yeah.
I don't know his name, but yeah, that one.
All right, We Will Rock You.
Oh,
Another One Bites the Dust.
Really?
Dun, dun. Another one bites the dust.
I guess so. Wow. Fuck me.
Oh, it is Hollabacka. Because ain't no Hollabacka. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
All I hear was
the,
okay. All right.
Yeah, that one makes sense.
I didn't think that one.
Which 60s classic did Amy Winehouse sample on Tears Dry on their own?
I do not know.
Come Together
that song
by the Beatles, Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys, My Girl by the Temptations, Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
I do not know how this song sounds at all.
I don't know how Tears Dry on their own sound.
I have no clue either.
Should we give it a listen? Just because none of us know
Yeah, because none of us know it? Yeah, go all ahead, right, play hold it. On.
Oh, wait, is her shit on Spotify?
I don't know why it wouldn't
she
be.
She passed, right, Amy?
Yeah,
rest in peace. Like, I think like 2014. She was good.
I only know like maybe a couple of her songs.
Oh, that's my time. That's my
girl.
Yeah,
that's my girl. Easy. Ain't no mountain.
What the fuck is wrong with the internet? Oh, my God. Why did I shoot so fast, dude?
I trusted you.
I know.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
Oh, that's very obviously.
Yeah, it is very.
It's like the exact.
It is. Why the fuck did I just fucking.
My girl.
God, kill me.
Talking about my girl.
Wow, suck my ass.
Wow.
I'm mad at myself for that one.
That's egregious.
I'm not fucking.
We fucked up that one.
I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Oh, my.
We literally just played it and we couldn't fucking. God
it didn't. It didn't sound like. It sounded like straight up the original.
Yeah, no, it did. It wasn't like. A cut.
I don't know. I just fucking saw my. I saw my girl. I was like, "Oh, fucking idiot! Fuck my girl, stupid ass
dude.
Fuck me. I'll take a shot.
Look how naive I am. Oh, obviously. Oh yeah, for sure. Easy. Stemming a cab.
Stemming a cab.
I'm right. Taking a fucking shot next time for that. That's ridiculous.
Which 80s pop classic did Destiny's Child sample on Bootylicious?
Know anymore.
Take On Me by Aha, Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks, Call Me by Blondie, Express Yourself by Madonna.
Edge of 17. That's when it goes.
Let's go with it.
Okay, all right.
I'm just kidding.
Ain't no mountain.
Hey!
Ain't no mountain.
Which Michael Jackson song did Rihanna sample on Don't Stop the Music? Wanna be starting something? That's definitely it. Billie Jean, Smooth Criminal, Heal the World.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What? Oh, yeah.
Nice.
She's going to host the Super Bowl.
Hell yeah. Dude, her song on Black Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
Tears.
Oh, really I still don't need to watch it.
Dude,
it's good.
Probably going to do a... No, not that.
Let me know. Nancy and I would go again.
Is it on Disney? Oh, it's on Disney.
I really want to watch Avatar and...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Way of Water.
Yeah. Well, it's fucking 3 hour plus movie.
Is it?
Yeah. Dude, that's...
James Cameron makes one movie a decade and it's going to be... 3 to 4 hours every time.
That movie was approved in China.
Oh, wow.
Like, I think it's going to, like, pop off.
Oh, so it's going to break all the records.
It has to make $2 billion in the box office to break even.
Oh, no. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of fucking money.
That's a lot.
It has to beat Endgame to break even.
Was Endgame canceled in China or they played?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I know Marvel has been like, you know, having more like diversity, which makes China uncomfortable. So the
like
last couple of movies have been blocked in China.
Oh, wow.
Like Eternals, because they had a gay couple.
Uh-huh.
Shang-Chi, also, I think, blocked in China.
Wow.
They played it and then just called Simu Liu ugly the whole time.
Oh, I heard
or
that
they didn't
too.
Play it. I forget.
All right.
Which 90s Snoop Dogg song did Ashanti sample in Rain on Me? Afro Puffs, All About You, Better Days, G's Up, Hose Down.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I feel bad.
I feel bad because I feel like I like Snoop Dogg, but I don't know any of these songs.
You have a guess, Ray?
I'm still looking at Avengers Endgame in China.
I don't even know Ashanti's song, Rain On Me.
Should we play it?
Yeah, play it. Even though we don't know any of these Snoop Dogg songs.
We're probably getting, the air is probably being punched right now.
What is it called? For sure.
What is it called? Rain on Me?
Rain on Me.
Rain on Me.
No.
All right.
Apple Puffs, all about you. Better day. Better days.
All right, I think I have to stop there.
All right, we'll go better days. G's up, hose down. Which 80s hip-hop track did Jennifer Lopez sample on Jenny from the Block? Straight Outta Compton by N.W.A., I Ain't No Joke by Eric B. and Rakim, South Bronx by Boogie Down Productions, Set It Off by Big Daddy Kane. I'm still Jenny in the Block. Used to have a little, but I got... I feel like South Bronx. Just context-wise.
I feel
I like... Sure.
I feel like it can happen.
Okay.
Nice.
I like
it. Yeah, yeah.
How old did we say she was?
Like 50-something.
50 over the age that we had to guess.
Or something like that, right? 55?
I think it was 54.
I think it's 50.
How old is Jennifer Lopez?
53. Ooh, oh yeah, just 1 year over. All right, which 70s soul song did Beyonce and Jay-Z sample on Crazy in Love? Are You My Woman? Tell Me So by the Shy Lights. Show You the Way to Go by the Jackson 5. What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. Or Loving You by Minnie Riperton.
Getting hard.
I know it's not this one.
I don't think it's the What's Going On. Are they top two?
I'll go, Are You My Woman?
All right. I'm with you.
Yay. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
All right. The Black Eyed Peas sampled the Eastern Mediterranean song Monsieur Lou on Pump It. But which version?
Oh, what the?
Boy, what?
Okay.
The 40s piano cover by Jan August.
Huda.
The Arabic folk version.
Huda.
The 60s surf rock cover by Dick Dale and the Deltones.
Huda.
The 50s easy listening cover by Arthur Lyman.
What is this one?
Pump it.
Louder.
Pump it.
Louder. Oh.
That's got to be the surf rock.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
The guitar?
Yeah. All right.
Wow. Context clues.
Context clues. And finally, last question. On Toxic, Britney Spears sampled a song from an 80s musical. Which one was it?
Goddamn.
Las Cosas de Querer from the Spanish film Las Cosas del Querer. I'm so sorry. Oh, Lily? Lily? From the French film Golden 80s?
Lily?
Terre Mer Beach Mine from the Bollywood film Ek Douche Kili? Let the Bride Wake from the Spanish film Blood Wedding.
Yeah, hold on.
Chris, so just think of what, which. Really, so our clues are Spanish, Bollywood, French. And it has the.
Maybe the.
Bollywood?
Yeah, I'm feeling Bali.
From that sound? I'm feeling Bollywood from that sound.
Oh.
Chris doesn't believe.
I just.
Maybe Spanish.
I was thinking of the French one, but I don't know.
Man. Let's go, Chris.
No. I already steered us wrong with that other one.
Chris will never forgive himself.
I've lost all, I've lost all confidence in everything. Would that be Bali? Yeah, it might be too. Oh, it could be totally.
Could be French. Now that I think about it.
Final answer.
Roll a dice. Even number. Evens is O Lily. Odds is Terre Mere Beach Mine, which it's watched to not be either of these. 19.
Which is?
Which was an odd number, so it's that one.
Bollywood?
Yeah. Hey, oh, nice.
Hey, 11 out of 15.
Wow.
We scored better than 96% of other quiz takers.
Wow. One
of the top 4%.
Better. Could have been 12 out of
15. We fucked that one
up. Fuck up like an
idiot. I trusted you immediately. That's on me too. All right, BuzzFeed. Yeah. You still got it. We did have to sift through at least 20 to 30 quizzes before we found two that we thought were sort of acceptable. Other ones were pretty rough.
We There used to be a lot of quizzes on like Facebook. And
yeah.
Stuff. Yeah. They were like, from BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like which Harry Potter house are you in?
Yeah.
Which I didn't watch Game of Thrones, but which Game of Thrones tribe are you in or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Which district are you from?
Which Power Ranger?
I remember that was which big. Power Ranger? That was huge.
Also, rest in peace to Jason David Frank. Who's that? The Green Ranger.
Green Ranger.
Oh yeah. Oh man. Peace, forgot man. That happened.
God. All right. With that being said, we'll hit an ad break and come back with our recommendations. And we're back.
Hi.
All right, guys. Do we have any recommendations for this week? I have mine if y'all need time to think about it.
Go for it. I have mine too. Since you're already going, let's go.
All right. Okay. So this is just because we were doing all the wedding stuff recently again, kind of reliving that.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this to Chris and to anyone else planning a wedding in the near future. That phone thing was some of the funniest shit. I don't know if I have the permission to play y'all's messages.
Oh, are they? Do you have them lined up?
I do.
Oh,
wow. Oh no, shit. I have them on my hard drive. I'll run and get them.
Okay.
Okay. Gives us some time.
Fuck, I don't remember what the fuck I said.
I
know
either.
I was drunk.
Dude, that's like a blast from the past. I have not.
Do you remember what you said at all? Mm-mm. Damn, I can't either.
The only thing I remember is...
It was funny, though?
I had to have been drunk.
Is this good, or is this going to be like Omega cringe? Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Okay, so I got the permission. I'm going to play some of the voicemails we got on our phone. So pretty much what we did, we used a company called FetPhone. It's F-E-T-E. I forget if it's phone spelled regularly or phone with like a F-O-N-E just to keep the F thing going. But what they do is they send you like a old phone. Mm-hmm. And instead of people writing in a book, I mean, you could do both if you want, but I feel like people normally write like a guest book.
Yeah.
Where people write like their name, address, and like a, you know, a little note.
Mm-hmm.
But Nancy and I were like, realistically, when are we ever going to like... look through that or whatever.
Yeah.
And we were like, dude, why don't we get a phone? It seems cooler. We've never seen that at a wedding. So we were like, yeah, that could be like our thing. And I feel like we were like, we'll listen to these more than we will read a book.
Okay.
Mm.
So we finally, I mean, that ended up being false because we never looked at it until the R1 year, which I think was kind of the plan.
I think that
anyways.
Was your plan. Remember?
That was our plan.
I remember asking you, like, hey, did you hear what we said?
Yeah. So that was our plan. I'm going to play. I'll only play Chris's and Ryan's because we don't have everybody else's consent to just like blast their drunk voices.
This is hilarious.
Yeah. So, well, we could do this one because we'll play that last. But they're out of, I think, 50 messages. Only like four of them were unrecognizable.
Oh.
Which is pretty good, I would think. You know, because as the night gets on and people get drunk, people just stop introducing themselves or like leaving their name.
Yeah.
But this is
Oh God.
Chris and Breeze.
Sick, it's been a year. God, I hate my voice.
Bing bong. It's Chris and Bree. You know that we love you guys so much and just we hope you know that we'll be here for y'all forever if y'all ever need anything. We love y'all so much, and cheers to many, 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 many wonderful years. And you know we'll be there with y'all on the journey for show.
Gang, gang.
Gang, gang. Love y'all so much. Cheers to Sean B forever.
Holy shit. You sound lit.
Yeah.
You sound and lit.
And you were. And you know who even sounded even more lit?
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Ryan. I'm here, hanging out with Trap God, hanging out with Will, D-God, you know, hanging out with Hector. Here we are. I'm leaving a voicemail for y'all. It's lit. Let's go.
I didn't even say anything.
Not one mention of Nancy or I. no words of encouragement
awesome.
Or wisdom.
That's fucking awesome.
Hey, man, we were there.
Ryan was there, dude.
We were there, bro.
Ryan was there for sure.
I was there. Hector was there.
Oh, my God. And there are so many funny ones. Like, there's two from Calvin. I won't play his because, again, we don't have his consent. But he goes, hey, it's Calvin. It's 2:15. I just had my first shot. I'm really excited. And then, like a few messages later, we play it, and it's, hey, it's 3:20. It's Calvin again. I've had my seventh shot.
Dude, that wall was OD,
that's awesome.
Bro.
Oh, that wall, yeah, that God. Wall was OD, bro. Yeah.
And then shout out John Trapp from the Sports Trap. They're not active anymore, but they're big homies at the time. We still play fantasy football with them. He left different messages. Every shot he took, he came and left by like words of advice for like
that's
wedding
cool.
stuff.
Nice.
That's and, nice.
We were dying. We were like, oh shit, there's been three traps so far. And then it kept going.
I actually remember that. I saw him like probably on his first one. And then I was like, went around. And then he was still on the phone. And I was like, dude.
Dude, one of them, he left like a 4-minute message.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit.
And then, good God.
Then also, apparently, Alex Jones from InfroWars.
Jesus.
John Anthony, this is Alex Jones from InfroWars.com. I just wanted to congratulate you on your wedding. Sacrament marriage is a beautiful thing, and the globalists want to destroy it, but you can't let them. You're going to keep fighting the good fight. You got to preserve the sanctity of marriage and family. Make sure to visit InfoWars.com for more information on all of that. Keep up the fight. All right.
No fucking way.
I beg of you, listener, to not go to InfoWars. Please do not go to InfoWars.com. But we're like,
dude,
who the fuck left that?
That's
and as a solid,
really good and also really scary.
Yeah. I was like, who do we have at our wedding? Be that good at that impression.
Yeah, that was very spot on.
That was good.
Shout out to whoever that was. This is all anonymous. We don't know who those people I mean, we're like, you know them. We don't know who those
yeah,
belong to.
Yeah, I don't know who they belong to. Yeah. They didn't say a name. So, but anyways, not only do you get funny ones like that, you get like really cute personal ones from other people for sure. And I don't know. We had a blast re-listening to them. We laughed. We cried. All of that stuff. So
that's
nice. I really recommend, you know, honestly, for any kind of like a sentimental event, you know, a graduation maybe, like, it was just a cool idea to hear everybody's, like, that was one of the things that really reiterated to us that people were having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Very cool.
Super recommend that to
Happy
anybody.
Happy anniversary again, guys.
Thanks.
Congrats.
Yeah, man.
Easy, cheesy.
But yeah, Chris, Ryan, recommendations?
Well, I can go ahead and knock mine out real quick because had to do also with the RenFest thing. If you go to RenFest and you are trying to get Lady Two Titties really quickly,
mm-hmm.
do the wine tasting.
Mm-hmm.
It got us there super fast because you don't, it's not really a tasting. Drinking.
Are you a wine
all
guy?
Wine. No.
You love wine? Okay.
No, I don't love wine, but wow. I mean, if it's there, I'll fucking drink it because that shit will fucking get you sloppy.
Quick.
Wow. And yeah, it was good. I mean, like we were already like one or two cocktails in. And then we did the wine tasting. And it was just really, it was pretty fun too. I mean, like the host was awesome. It was pretty immersive because, what is it? I can't exactly remember the name of the brand of wine, but like it was, you know, very Viking influenced.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like you were talking about like Thor and the fucking Odin.
Yeah.
And shit like that. And it was cool. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. So do a wine tasting when you're at RenFest and see where that takes you.
Did you have mead too?
No, I just fucking...
The wine and you're good?
The wine
Do they
and
make
some
the
more
mead?
Cocktails.
Huh?
Is it like made there?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't know if it's made there, but they definitely like serve it. They have it on tap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Made. Oh, also I found out Jack Daniel's makes those little cocktails in a can.
Are they good?
Well, the one I had was delicious. It's called like the fruit punch something.
Oh, I didn't know it was like that. I thought I know they have like the Jack and Coke already pre-made.
Oh, yeah,
they have Jack
yeah.
and Coke. I want to say they have like Jack and Lemon too.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah, they hit, but yeah, they had like a little, like fruity cocktails. Fucking awesome. Yeah, RenFest is tight. Go there and just get fucked up and have a good time,
dude. Apple dumplings at RenFest also litty.
Oh, I've never had that.
I fucking love the apple dumplings. Yeah. That's like the apple main thing. Dumplings? I have to eat that every time.
Where is that at?
There's like one by like the Chinese food place. And then there's one like all the way on the other side, you know, where like that Italian food place
is. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of like in that Adrenaline area. There's like an apple dumpling place.
Nice.
But yeah, it's like an apple. Okay. I think they cook it in like cinnamon or something to where it's like a soft apple, but it's also baked. So maybe they just bake it inside, but then there's like a pie crust around the apple.
Oh.
And they serve it with ice cream and honey.
Oh.
It's so fucking good. It's so fucking good.
Our staple there is like the Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, I've never got the Philly cheesesteak.
It's pretty solid for being at Renfest.
I think at most I've only been twice to the Renfest.
We should go next year.
We should go next year. We should record a podcast.
Just be mic'd up and walking around. Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
You know, walking shots and thoughts?
You know, they have that road mic.
They do.
That pretty good road mic.
Like you clip it on and you just walk and talk.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
You just have to have, I think you have to have like the recorder. I don't know.
Something like that. We can look into it.
I'll just put this in my backpack.
Sir, what the fuck is that?
Get a portable, like a solar panel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It could happen.
Yeah, it could happen. All right.
You've had a lot of time.
Just going to infuriate people.
Oh, no.
Try raising it. Try
raise. I'm going to recommend Raisinets and oatmeal raisin cookies and...
Man loves fucking raisins, bro.
Dude, prunes.
You're fucking...
Prunes.
Your guts must love you.
Bro.
No.
You like ants on a log, bro?
Fuck.
Ants on a log. What does that mean?
What is it? Celery?
Celery with peanut butter and then raisins. Be like ants on them.
Oh.
It's like ants on a log.
I've never had that before.
Sounds like you'd fucking love
it. Sounds right up your fucking alley.
Sounds like you'd fuck with that, bro.
We could make it happen. Hors d'oeuvres.
Welcome to my Friendsgiving. Everything is a raisin-based dish.
Oh, shit, dude. Dude, Mac salad has raisins sometimes.
That's why I won't eat it. No.
One of the best things. Dude, that should be in a draft.
Best raisin dishes?
Ryan, you better fucking win that one.
Oh, my God. I don't know Andy.
What's that meme? I don't know. Have you seen that video?
Probably. I don't know, man.
Dude, I'm going to recommend video games.
Okay.
I like the video game I just played right now.
Madden.
Yeah, Madden. That
right
one.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah. Play video games, man.
I like that.
Relive your childhood.
I actually was going to ask for video games for Christmas this year.
Connect to your inner child.
Yeah.
Have you guys updated your... here's another recommendation. Do a Secret Santa with friends.
Yeah.
Do that shit. Do Friendsgiving. Do Secret Santas with friends. Yeah, it's fun stuff.
I really spent time on mine.
Making your list or buying the gifts?
No, making my list. I was like, man. Because we're doing ours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Nikki's family just like, we usually do couples per couple.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like higher dollar. But then this year, like we decided to like split it up. So they're also doing like the same limit.
Nice.
So I'm secret on Elfster.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, all right. Oh, let's give it some thought. You know, things I like want to be intentional and then things like are like.
Did you make like a separate list for like both families or for like
No,
both?
Just same.
I use the same list for my family and for y'all.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? I'm just.
Does it say that if it's like already bought or something?
Yeah, there's like a Marcus purchase.
Marcus purchase.
Which one of the years that I did like a Secret Santa with some of our other friends, my Secret Santa and Nancy both didn't mark things as purchased, and they both bought me the exact same stuff. One gift. Multiple gifts to hit a limit, and they were all the same ones.
No way. Yeah. That's wild.
Supreme Boxers and then two vinyls of Astroworld.
What'd you do with the other one?
I think she sold the, like, wow. Man, we, or maybe we gave it to a friend.
Mm.
But yeah, I just had like 8. That's why I have so many Supreme boxers.
Dude, hey, you can't complain there.
Yeah, I
can't.
Dude,
I was on the verge of putting boxers on my list. I was like, nah, I'll save it for myself.
Yeah. Sounds like you got some new ones anyways for camping, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. I went camping and like...
Recommendation, probably, like, buy underwear.
Yeah, honestly, man.
No, I have an old camping bag that I use, and I found a secret compartment where I found three new, technically old underwears.
Like you had bought previously, but you never wore them.
Yeah, never wore them. They're in a hidden compartment.
Dead stock underwear.
Yeah, no, for real. For real, yeah. So they would have come in handy because that was the time whenever I hiked in the Grand Canyon and I had probably diarrhea every 20 seconds.
Oh, God. I just like, dude, I don't know how I would have reacted.
Dude, like nonstop diarrhea, yeah, and hiking.
Dude, it was onage. I was literally like, it was like,
can't you die?
I think I could have.
Like dehydration. Well,
things that were coming out of my body didn't seem. God, it entered my body.
That's so fucking wild.
Like the smell was so rancid. I had like a infection of like C. diff or something like that. Like some.
Oh my God.
That's my rap name, actually.
C Diff?
Oh, yeah. It's your boy C Diff.
No. You are the shit.
Bitch, I'm the shit. It's your boy C Diff.
C Diff.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man. So it was like, imagine you're like, you have like a wet rag and you like wring it out. It seemed like
we don't have to go into this. We don't have to.
We don't need the details.
I could have done the same thing with my stomach. Yeah, and that's how it felt.
Dude, like,
my God, how did we get here again?
And that's my recommendation. Get C. Diff.
Get C. Diff's new album.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, okay. You find a recommendation somewhere in there.
He gave like 50 guys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Cultivate Network, for
thank you
being our network. Shout out to the Summit Bros as always. Those are the homies. And yeah, we love you guys. I think this is coming out like middle of December, so. Hope you're celebrating whatever it is that you celebrate this season. And hope you get to spend a lot of time with your friends and loved ones and stuff.
Word.
I love that.
Love you guys. We'll see you guys next week for a regular games episode. Bye.
Bye. XOXO.